Something about Mary closest to us.
Thomas, 23, from England. Hilaire Belloc is one devotee of Our Lady I particularly admire. A man of great range and intellect, accomplished yachtsman, polyglot, poet or writer of verse as he called it, farmer, member of parliament, travel writer and above all historian and essayist. All this despite, or indeed because of, an openly trenchant Catholic faith and fierce devotion to our Lord and his Blessed Mother. It is said that when attempting to gain admittance to All Souls College in 1895, he carried a statue of Our Lady into the examination room and placed it on the table in front of the fellows. Or, when contesting the parliamentary seat of Salford in the 1906 election, a man cried out at the hustings, "Mr. Belloc, you're a papist," to which the candidate, taking a rosary from his pocket, replied, "Sir, so far as possible, I hear Mass each day, and I go to my knees and tell these beads each night. If that offends you, then I pray God may spare me the indignity of representing you in Parliament." Needless to say, Belloc won the poll hands down. It was shortly after this that Belloc wrote a most touching letter to his friend and co-religionist, G.K. Chesterton. "My dear Gilbert, I am a man afraid of impulse, in boats, horses, and all action, though driven to it. I have never written a letter such as I am writing now, though I have desired to write some 6 or 7 since I became a grown man. In the matter we discussed at Oxford, I have a word to say which is easier to say on paper than by word of mouth, or rather, more valuable. All intellectual process is doubtful, all inconclusive save pure deduction, which is a gain if one's first certitudes are hypothetical, and immensely valuable if one's first certitude is fixed, yet remains wholly dependent on that. Now, if we differed in all main points, I would not write thus, but there are 1 or 2 on which we agree. One is, vere passus emulatus in cruce pro omino. Another is, in looking up to our dear Lady, the Blessed Mother of God. I recommend to you this, that you suggest to her a comprehension for yourself of what indeed is the permanent home of the soul. If it is here, you will see it. If it is there, you will see it. She never fails us. She has never failed me in any demand. I have never written thus, as I say, and I beg you to see nothing in it but what I say. There is no connection the reason can seize, but so it is. If you say, I want this, as in your case to know one way or the other, she will give it to you, as she will give health or necessary money or success in a pure love. She is our Blessed Mother. I have not used my judgment in this letter. I am inclined to destroy it, but I shall send it. Don't answer it. Yours ever, H. Belloc. And then P.S. My point is, if it is right, she knows. If it is not right, she knows.